Bryce Schaefer's head basketball coach of Worth County. Worth County done with their first regular season tournament of the year and one game down so far this week as well. I have some nice matchups I think are upcoming as well. We'll start with your game that you had prior to Thanksgiving and prior to the Albany tournament, though, Coach, against Princeton, the season opener against Princeton team that not only went 0-2 in the Albany tournament, but they fared fairly well, or they competed, certainly. Two close games, I guess, within that tournament. What kind of opener did you have?
I thought our guys came out excited. You know, we were able to start off the year at home, which is always nice, and got a really good win. It's a quality opponent. They are completely different from what they were a year ago with different changes in personnel and obviously coach. They really worked the ball. They pushed the ball hard. They pressed a lot. It was a good opener for us. Offensively, we were able to do the things we wanted to do, and I think that we had some things to change defensively to work on to be a better team, but for the first game of the year, I thought we did really well.
All right, first game of the Albany tournament was Pattonsburg. Beat Pattonsburg also 63-36. They're going to be a division opponent within the league, and I could see some nights where they're going to be kind of a tough out. It's a little tough at this point in time for them to negotiate all the size that you have across the front line, but they've actually got a little bit.
Yeah, they have some good matchups for them. I think that for us, we really dictated what we wanted to do, especially off the boards. We dominated the rebounds that night, and that was a great way for us to get going in our transition game, which led to a lot of easy buckets and got our rhythm going. So we shot the ball particularly well and kind of made that gap large enough in the first half that we were able to keep them out of getting big runs.
All right. With that in mind, then a semifinal game against Jefferson. You beat Jefferson 52-50. Jefferson just wouldn't go away. You got a little bit of separation against them in the first quarter. I think the foul difficulty, you didn't have a ton, but the foul difficulty that you did have seemed to play an effect in that game because you were able to get to the basket with one guard, with Ryan Fletchall as a guard getting to the basket. But then when he went out in foul trouble and you had to sit him a while, you just didn't seem like you had the same sort of threat, I guess, you were playing differently with him off the floor.
Yeah, I think that Ryan really gives us a dynamic that we're needing, quickness, aggressiveness to the bucket. I think that Jefferson does a really good job of getting hands to the ball, and with some of our bigger guards, we have a tendency to dribble high, which gives them clear path to the ball and allows them to swarm. And with Ryan, he's the guy that we need the ball in his hands in those tight situations, and he just changes the landscape for us on the offensive and defensive end. But, you know, the whole time we knew going into that game, Jefferson is Jefferson. They are well coached. They do the things that they do well. And they were never going to, go away. I was feeling more and more comfortable as the game went on. We got a 4-point lead really late in the game and then had a kind of bonehead foul that, put them on the line for 3 free throws. So, but, we withstood it, and, it was the first time we beat Jefferson in quite some time. First one for me, obviously, and, hopefully that's a stepping stone for us in the future.
All right, and then finished up the tournament in the championship game against Stanbury. Stanbury wins 44-36, but you did show that you're right there and do have the ability to compete with that team, and I'm sure as far as Worth County is concerned, it was the first matchup of a few that you probably wouldn't mind seeing them. It was just that if you're going to see them, it's going to be a big game.
Yeah. I liked a lot of the things that we did in that game. And if you were at the game, you knew that it was a lot tighter than 8 points throughout the entire contest. You know, there's big things for us to work on to be able to prevent a lot of that, a lot of the actions that they were being able to get. Haley's a stud, and he got his touches inside, and we need to be able to limit those. And then Cole Craig has really taken the next step in his game, and he's a powerful player, and he attacks the rim really, really well, and good shooter on top of that. So we just have some matchups that we need to do better on. But for the most part, I think that we dealt with a lot of the pressure. I think you take the first 4 minutes out of that game where we turned the ball over like crazy, and I think it's even closer at the end of that game than what it was, and we probably don't get as tight at the end of that game because, you know, we've established ourselves earlier and not kind of thrown the ball away so many times. So I've got a lot of good things from that game, and we look forward to seeing them two more times this year.
All right. Also had South Nottoway then coming out of the tournament on a Monday night at Barnard. Pretty good basketball team, or I think they're on their way to being a pretty good basketball team this year. In fact, even Coach Skoglund said, you know, as the composition of players, of personnel, you know, both teams are pretty similar to what they were a year ago. Now, how teams play any specific night, sometimes that's variable. And while I think Worth County wants to bottle the way that you played and maybe go out there every night, I would think you're going to take your chances with the level that you played that night, and maybe South Nottoway not as much. But the point being, Worth County played awfully well on Monday night.
Yeah, I think I told the guys, I think that was probably the single best four quarters I've seen us play since I've been here, and it's not so much reflectant because of the score, but how we did that. We were able to move the ball around really effectively. I think that the stat that stands out the most to me was 75% of our scoring plays came off of an assist, which is not how it has been in the past. We've tended to be more of a, you know, one-on-one try and create, and I think that, you know, it opened their eyes a little bit to the way that Coach New and I want them to play, and, you know, it showed up with that score. We dominated almost every facet of the game, defensively, rebounding, offensively, and that to me is what we can be night in, night out. Now, obviously, I know we're not going to be able to shoot from the perimeter every night the way that we did, but when they're easy inside out looks, you know, they're higher percentage. So I just have nothing but great things to say about my group and how they handled that night.
All right, next up is going to be a boys game, I guess a boys game only, that's going to be tomorrow against Maryville. So I assume that this was kind of an add-on to the schedule, which I would think Worth County looks forward to, even if it is going to be extremely challenging, and Maryville figures to do that. They were right there in the finals of the Savannah tournament against Staley last week. They're going to really make it difficult for you to try to execute offensively, and I think, you know, they've got a little offense themselves. Good basketball team and a challenging game. But, you know, if you treat it right, I would hope that Worth County doesn't play intimidated. They play free and see, you know, because if they play well, at least they can get a barometer of what their best game is against a really good team.
Yeah, I think that our group has to come into this game knowing what it is. This is a really good basketball team, but we're a really good basketball team. And yes, they are, you know, class three and we're class one, but this is the kind of game that gets us ready for, you know, playoff runs against, I mean, we play against crazy hard competition in North Andrew, Stanbury, St. Joe Christian year in, year out. If we can play against a school like Maryville and compete and be right there at the end, that shows that we've got, you know, the wherewithal right now to be able to make a run in the playoffs. And I think that our kids, you know, are gathering that. This has been a tough week for them just because it is an add-on game. It kind of got dropped on us at the beginning of the week based on a scheduling situation. So I think that, you know, it took them a while to come around, but I'm really seeing the effects in practice that, you know, we're taking the right steps to prepare and be there. Because I think that it's a game where we can come out and really showcase some of the things that we do well. It's probably one of the few teams that we're going to be playing against, though, this year that outsize us at almost every position. So it's good for us to see that where we can, you know, work on our deficiencies against different matchup issues.
It's Bryce Schaefer. He's head basketball coach of Worth County.